Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Grizzly Boy by Barbara Davis Piles, and it's illustrated by Tracy Subasiak. And I just feel like anybody out there who knows about grizzly bears and knows about little boys knows that there can be some similarities between the two. Wouldn't you agree? I have seen some grizzly bears that are very, very growly and tough. And I've seen some little boys that can be that way too. Let's read the story and figure out what's going on, shall we? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Ruff!
Ruff?
Ruff!
Oh, are you a dog?
Ruff!
Mommy and her puppy dog.
Ruff!
Shall I call you Sparky?
Ruff!
Okay. Mommy and her puppy dog, Sparky.
Ruff!
You ready, Sparky?
Ruff!
All right. Grizzly Boy. One morning, Theo decided he was no longer human. And Theo, we can see him. He's got the face of a little boy, but he's got bear arms with long, sharp claws. And he is growling as he wakes up in bed. I'm a grizzly. I'm wild and free. But his mom sees him and she says, is that so? Well, grizzly boy, it's time to come out of your den. And Theo leaped out of bed. And then he practiced his growl. You want to do it? Mm-hmm. His roar. Oh, I guess a dog can't really. Well, here is a roar for a bear. Roar! And do you know another thing that bears like to do? Scratching his bottom on the bedpost. Bears like to have their backside scratched. I know. Well, so do dogs, though. A little back scratching. Oh, yeah. But then, oh my, says his mother. Grizzly Boy does not wear PJs or underwear. Grizzly Boy is wild and free. Grizzly let his skivvies fly. Oh dear, what in heaven's name is going on in this picture? Can you tell us? Mm-hmm, that's right. So Grizzly Boy has taken his pajamas and his underpants off. Theo is very much naked, and he's running around his house. Well, his mom flung the windows wide open so he could feel the forest breeze. Do you know what the difference between humans and bears is? Well, there's many differences, but one of the primary differences is humans do not have a thick, heavy fur coat on naturally. Our skin is smooth. We have a little bit of hair on us, yeah, but nothing like a bear does. So if you open up a breezy window, you will get cold. And that's exactly what happened to Theo. He reached for his briefs. Brr, I think my fur is a bit short. And his little tiny stuffy bear says,
don't look.
But then... Grizzly Boy does not wear shoes. Grizzly Boy is wild and free. Theo tossed his shoes out the window and stomped off to breakfast with his big bare feet. But when he looked into his bowl, he did not see frosted monster bites. He saw lettuce and berries, and mushrooms, and sprouts. Forest foods will make you brown bear big. She's trying to help him be healthier. No! He says. Theo had a frightening thought. If there aren't frosted monster bites in the forest, oh no. there probably isn't ice cream either. That's really sad. And the birds are chirping,
no ice cream, tweedledee-dee.
No, there is no ice cream in the forest.
I think I'll stick with Frosted Monster Bites,
he says. Move your tail or you'll be late for school, says his mommy. And he looks so sad. And mommy doesn't look sad. Oh no, he looks really mad. And mommy's looking very concerned. And then... roar! He lets out one of those big, wild, grizzly roars.
Grizzly boy does not go to school. Grizzly boy is wild and free.
Theo ran off to fire up his supersonic Smash Storm Racer game. But a supersized sign stopped him in his tracks. Oh no, there is a no bears allowed sign over the toy room. So Theo lumbered off to school with his big bare feet. School was chock full of rules, rules, rules. There were rules about chairs. And I'm going to guess that maybe those rules are that you can't lean back on the legs of your chair. And you have to stay seated in your chair. And you can't turn your chair around. Right? There's lots of other rules about chairs, but they can make it very challenging for kids who are grizzly bears. There were rules about lines. Oh, you have to get in line for things, right? And you can't cut the line. And you have to follow in line closely behind the person in front of you, right? There's lots of other rules about lines. There were rules about books and pencils and paste, and there were even rules about shoes.
Grizzly boy does not like rules, he says.
And so, all of the humans went out for recess wild and free while Theo wrote apologies with no help at all from his imaginary fleas. And in the picture we can see... In the picture we can see that he is imagining that he is a bear. He's imagining that he is covered in little black fleas that are pouncing about on him because sometimes bears in the wild, like dogs in the wild, can have
fleas.
And we can see out the window where all of his classmates are having a wonderful time running and playing, and he's not with them. That afternoon, Theo plodded home with his head hung low. And we can see him coming through the front door looking just miserable. And his mommy is on the phone as he's walking in the door. And she says, I understand. Uh-oh. What do you think she understands? Who do you think she could be talking to? Concerned. Okay. He walks in and he says to her,
they made me wear shoes.
His mom didn't say anything. She just frowned into the soup she was stirring. But suddenly...
Grizzly Mom does not cook dinner!
She let her spoon soar. Oh my goodness, she's losing it. She's gone crazy. She's turned into a grizzly. And Grizzly Boy his jaw is just hanging wide open. Goodness. Now she looks really mad. And he decides to be kind and walks up to her and says,
maybe we can just be part grizzly.
And she says, yes, the best part. And so they both tossed their shoes out the window and then they ran to the park with their big bare feet and played for hours, wild and free. And can I just say, I have a grizzly bear for a boy. Sometimes he's a dog.
And I know, sometimes I have to be a grizzly bear mom. Or a woof, 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 woof. And that is the end.